This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has vetoed a bill that would have allowed people to carry concealed guns in public schools and government meetings. The bill would have required that each state facility, including the University of Wyoming, the Wyoming State Hospital, and the Wyoming Boys School, to seek legislative approval to restrict guns in their facilities. In vetoing the concealed carry gun bill, Wyoming Governor Gordon said the bill erodes historic local control norms by giving sole authority to the legislature to micromanage a constitutionally protected right. If this bill were enacted, it would augment the legislature's reach into local firearms regulation. Under the Wyoming bill, open carry of firearms would still have been prohibited, but concealed firearms would have been allowed in public schools and at the University of Wyoming and community colleges. They also would have been allowed without a permit in meetings, including those of the state legislature. Wyoming Governor Gordon has signed four other bills to appease gun owners, including a law preventing the government or private entities from keeping any registry of firearms through use of a firearms code. Another law prohibits red flag gun laws from being enforced or implemented in Wyoming. Red flag gun laws are gun violence prevention laws that permit a state court to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who they believe may present a danger to others or to themselves. Red flag gun laws are useful in protecting targets or victims of domestic disputes or domestic violence. Montana State University will host the 48th Annual American Indian Council Powwow on March 29th and 30th at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse on the MSU Bozeman campus. The powwow is one of the largest in the state and is free and open to the public. The Indian powwow begins with a grand entry at 6 p.m. Friday, March 29th. Grand entries happen again at noon and 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 30th. Tiny Tots dancers up to 5 years of age can dance and will receive small prizes during each of the three powwow sessions. There will be booths set up to offer a variety of artisan works for sale, and nonprofit and government organizations will also have booths at the powwow. There are a number of events with the powwow. The American Indian Council Powwow Fun Run with a 5K, 1 mile, and walking categories will be held at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse South parking lot on Saturday, March 30th. Event registration begins at 8 a.m. and the race starts at 9. There's a $25 registration fee, and participants receive a race t-shirt. The annual MSU Powwow Basketball Tournament will be held in Schroyer Gym beginning at noon on March 29th and resuming at 8:30 a.m. on March 30th. And the Presidential American Indian Alumni Brunch is set for 9 a.m. on Saturday, March 30th, in the Great Hall of American Indian Hall. The brunch is free, but attendees must RSVP via email at rsvp@msuaf.org. Hyalite Canyon Road will be closing to all motorized vehicles April 1st through May 15th, with the gate closing at 8 p.m. on Sunday, March 31st. The Custer-Gallatin National Forest temporarily closes the road to motorized vehicles every year in early spring due to the snowpack melt soaking the subgrade of the road, making it harder for the road to support frequent motorized traffic without damage to the road or subsurface. The road closure during the winter to spring transition helps keep the road and roadbed sound by preventing potholes and cracking. Non-motorized traffic is still allowed on Hyalite Road during the motorized closure. The road will reopen to motorized traffic after May 15th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.